Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have had one of the most beautiful days here weather-wise. We had terrible windstorms earlier this week, 55 miles an hour all day, crazy gusts, and now all of a sudden all my irises bloomed, two of my rose bushes have bloomed, beautiful sun. I'm out and watered things because there was no water in sight, but it was a gorgeous day here. How about you?
It was a beautiful day, even though we were getting a taste of summer here. It's definitely hot and humid.
We went up to 86 today, but the breeze was nice enough. We went up to 86 here, yeah.
Yeah, warmer. Yeah, we were in the mid-90s down here. So it's summertime.
Yep, it is. But I tell you what, I love everything. All the trees here are flowering. They are so darn pretty. And everything from fuchsia to pure white, they're just gorgeous here right now.
That's the awesome part about spring. It's everything blooms and you have such live color and it's all living and beautiful and I'm looking forward to seeing some of that.
And we have birdies everywhere. There's at least 7 species on my property with nests and little teeny little guys just getting ready to fly. I mean, it's so amazing, my property here. I mean, because I'm in the city, but I'm really raised up high, and it's very private up here. These guys, I mean, all berry bushes everywhere and all that good stuff, and I have clover for the bunnies. I mean, it's really sweet out there right now. So for that, I'm very thankful. Yeah, May has always been a good month for me, you know. It just seems like everything kind of comes together. And like the chart tonight I thought was a little strange. It was kind of like a kiss and a slap, you know. But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it, but like, all right, well, it is what it is. You know, you can't change it if we only could. But the Capricorn moon over the last couple of days was not very kind to me. I got some disturbing news from a couple of family members and a couple of my friends and a couple of my clients and stuff. But it wasn't anything that I think is going to be long-lasting. It was just pretty somber. And then when I got up this morning, I realized that we were void of Taurus until about, 2:37, I guess, this afternoon. I'm like, that could be a good thing.
You know, my favorite void of Taurus moon is the last aspect of Capricorn. Because, again, here, I agree with you. Capricorn is so staunch. It really has a coldness to it. And, you know, and it's like the opposite of the moon, you know. It doesn't have that feeling and that intention, and it's kind of like every time we have a Capricorn moon, you just kind of got to push your way through it, especially the cardinal signs. See, we're cardinal signs, and all cardinal signs, it does that too. You know, it's heavier, I think, on the cardinal signs than any others.
Now, I was happy for the Earth sign because usually it serves the Tauruses, you know, and it serves the Virgos.
Yeah.
Of course, the Capricorns. But to me, again, it's like, see, I don't have any Earth in my chart. So I'm glad if others have been blessed, but I know that I'm probably not going to be.
Here's one for you. Okay. because normally by birth I have a Pisces rising, but since I moved way far away from where I was born, I now have a Taurus rising.
I know.
In my relocation. Okay. Now, people go, really, are these secondary aspects really hard? You know, do they really affect you? Are you really sure? And every time we start to get in that Taurus energy, since I've been here in Florida, I'm more motivated. Things are happening. Things are moving. You know, there's a lot of activity going on with that Taurian energy every time. So it kind of verifies the same thing that when you relocate to another location and you harmonize with that location, that it really truly changes a full aspect of your life.
And you know me, I ask all the people calling the show, I ask them where they live now for that reason, because see, I've lived in so many places and I understand the different chapters I experienced when I was in Santa Monica, California, when I was in New Hampshire, when I was down in Florida, now that I'm here in Roanoke. That ascendant changes all the Arabic parts of destiny, too, when I do the research for people for longer readings and a lot more specificity, right? So that's why I go with that, because I know it can make a difference in the timing, also the difference in the soul vibration intention.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad you brought this up tonight, because I always spend all this time explaining to people why I do this, okay? Thank you.
I want a very physical example of it, you know, here again. And, you know, you will see, you know, in your life when you start to study astrology, you'll see, wow, you know, you look back and you go, okay, that was there and that was there. That's very interesting about how your patternings are, because that's what astrology is all about, is patterns. It's mathematical calculations that make patterns.
And like you're a master at solar return, you want to know exactly where they were on that day or the day before if it was early, okay, to do your solar return evaluation too. See, all these things do matter. Now, I tell people, like say, for instance, I moved from Roanoke, Virginia to Hollywood, California, okay? It takes 13 lunar months for you to reset your light body. You have to go through both your full moon and new moon in order to really be present there. That's when people relocate, the first 13 months are usually amazing or they are challenging. But once you're in the grid, then you can make the adaptation. But you have to get to know that you're living under a different piece of sky. And that's how I look at it. Because I've relocated a lot of people during this cycle, which I'm sure you have too. With the pandemic, a lot of people just moved closer to family because they couldn't travel. I'm just going to move closer to them. That's it. Lock, stock, and bear, I'm out of here. A lot of people have done that.
And, you know, this is a time. A lot of people have, you know, because of having to go inward to really, really reevaluate their life, you know, a lot of people have been making changes, and big changes like moves and jobs and things like this. And it's really a great shift. People are empowering themselves more, and I'm really glad that they're going that direction as opposed to going the other direction and really finding this more faded and, you know, really not finding what they want in their life.
I think when we take the creative approach, spirit just steps in, you know? Because most of us want to live a life that's inspired. And if one door closes and another door opens, the old saying goes, and that's happened to me more times than I can count. But I always say to myself, well, I can reinvent this. I can find another way. And so I sit and I think about it, and I look at different things, and I do a little bit of research. And so I try adding things one at a time. Or subtracting things one at a time that are blocking me, because then I find that doors will open and things start to flow again. So I think because of the pandemic, too, a lot of people have been feeling very stuck. But your inner freedom, and I saw that in the chart tonight, and I wrote it when I did the description for the show tonight, your inner freedom is more important than anything else that is trying to confine you. And to find that in the cycle, even with the chart tonight, was very clear to me that, again, I'm free to choose of how I'm going to spend my time, energy, intention, and even my money, okay? Because I am free to make a change. And if I need to, I darn well will.
That's a Scorpio rising for you, though.
I know. That's just the way I am. Darn it. Well, we have a bunch of people holding on. Maybe we should see what we can do for them tonight. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
All right, love. Air code 650, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you both for taking my call. I really appreciate it. This is Priscilla.
Priscilla,
how are you?
I'm good. So, this is my birthday, September 6th. Can you find me? I called maybe 6 months ago.
Priscilla, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, I had a system crash, so I might not have you, but Jacqueline might have you.
I don't. What's your birthday?
Oh, it's September 6th, 1965.
And what time were you born?
I was born at 10 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Oh, this is in India, Haryana.
Can you spell it
for us?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think it's H, because I was raised here. Haryana, I believe.
Haryana.
Okay.
Just to let you know, no matter what.
Okay. The city is, okay, is Ambala, A-M-B-A-L-A? Yeah.
Where do you live now, Priscilla?
I live in New Jersey. I live in Plain Prairie.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
I do. Yeah, I do. I went. It's kind of crazy. So, I was happily married for many, many years to my best friend, and. Some strange situation. We were we got divorced, and we very much want to get back together. But I'm just wondering if my chart indicates when this will happen. That there's a little bump in the road. I'm just wondering what you see around this, what a possibility of us getting back together.
What's his birthday?
Okay.
October 30th, 1963.
And would you know what time he was born?
His time of birth is 2:30 p.m.
And the city?
And where?
Okay. It's Aligarh, A-L-I-G-A-R-H, I believe, also in India.
Got
it.
Aligarh, I believe.
And what city or country is that in?
That's
India.
Also in India. Mm-hmm.
And where they live now?
He is in California, in San Francisco.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference, man. We're talking moving right across the globe.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference as far as the way the house system works itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Computer's mad at me. Let me fix this. Okay. All right. Let's see what we can see for you tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I'm going to say this because it's interesting. We have Jupiter, which this month is going into Pisces from Aquarius. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to pass over his natal Jupiter as well as his ascendant at that point in time. Okay? So I think this month is going to bring some changes to this for his benefit to this. Okay? There's things that have to, I understand, patience here. There's things that have to be cleared up. There's things that have to be cleaned up. Pathways that have to be made at this point in time for foundational shifts for this to work. So remember, it's a process and not an event, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you want an event, but it's not an event.
We've been waiting, yeah, it's been a while, so.
And I'm going to say this. Let it take its due process over the summertime, because I really think that this whole thing is going to come together in its own divine time, and then it's giving you experience of patience between the two of you to really make sure that the two of you are solid together. I do expect some kind of sudden surprise here this week, just to let you know. Or don't be surprised if you get some good news this week. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you.
Well, the good
I totally
news
agree
would be
with you.
In terms of us or just in general, just like the good news.
No, the relationship.
You.
This is just
two of you.
Okay, good.
Okay.
See,
what's going on in these charts? Okay, first of all, you have to remember one thing. The chart that you both have in your current locations is very different than the ones that you were born with. Okay? Now, when you look at a compatibility between two people, the crazy glue of that relationship is conjunctions, where they have a planet that conjuncts yours. Okay? And that's what holds it together through changing times, professions, lifestyles, okay? All of this. Okay? Now, you both have been living in the United States, in a different place where you were born, for over 13 months, right? Okay. And so that's the important thing to remember, that now you're in this grid. Now, his Pluto, his planet of empowerment, sits right on your Sun and Uranus, which is the planet of drastic change. It rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love, but also the aha experience that many of us seek. Okay? And so because of that, that's a pretty powerful conjunction. Now, his Uranus also sits on your Sun, okay? So you've both been through changes that you were not always in control of, correct?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's interesting because when you look at the chart, you have to understand that his Sun sits on your Mars. Your Neptunes are also conjunct. Okay? So, and it's in Scorpio, which has to do with the depth of the soul, the true needs and desires of the individual. Okay? So that's also a very important conjunction that you have together. Okay? So when we see these things, we know this relationship, no matter what you do with it, will probably still survive. So I so agree with Jacqueline. Let this unfold, okay? Because sometimes time is a very good friend, okay? And your Saturn is in Pisces, in your birth chart. And Jupiter only goes through Pisces every 12 years. Now it's going to sneak into Pisces this summer, then it's going to retrograde back into Aquarius. But next year, Jupiter is going to be in Pisces all year. So if you can dream it, if you can envision it, you can create it, it's going to be exactly in opposition with your Sun and Uranus. Can there be an unbelievable epiphany next year for you as far as relationship, long-term relationship, and sharing your dreams with another person? There's much more together and much more conscious that has been in the past? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you've hung in there this long, I'm going to mm-hmm. encourage you to continue. Because some of these mm-hmm. passages, like Saturn doesn't go, you don't go through your Saturn return for a couple of years yet, because it moves slower than Jupiter. But
mm-hmm.
it's an amazing time for you. Now, he's going through a Saturn return right now. Saturn is sitting on his Saturn right now as we're talking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Aquarius,
mm-hmm.
which means he wants to be the person he is. He doesn't want to be somebody else in order to maintain a relationship. That I can guarantee right now, okay?
Right.
But at the same time, if you really want a long-term relationship, you set your partner free. You don't confine them. You
mm-hmm.
let them fly knowing they will come back to your nest. And if you try and do it any other way, it's going to backfire.
Right, right.
You see, your moon's in Capricorn, so you want to know the rules in this relationship. He's not that rule-oriented.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's about easing into this so that you can respect each other's differences and each one of your desires to have a certain amount of freedom and creativity, even though you can be a strong force together in a bond. So allow this year to go by and do entertain this is what I'm going to encourage you. As Jacqueline said, I so agree with what she said. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I just realized it's been a little less than a year than I've been here, maybe 10 months. It'll be 12 months end of next month.
Okay. Well, hang in there for right now.
There. All right.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Because you're probably not completely
in
your grid right now, but you're getting closer every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
and again,
there is some nice strong conjunctions here. Because I think no matter what has happened, you both want the best for each other, even if you don't agree on how, when, and where that's going to happen. Okay.
Right. Oh, definitely.
So allow things to unfold. Okay.
One day at a time.
And you keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, I will. And I'm looking forward to some good news happening this week. I hope. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Just be very present. Yeah.
All right.
And
thank you both
grounded.
So much. Stay
right.
grounded.
God bless
stay
you,
grounded.
Honey.
God All bless right. you both. Love you very
All
much.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Real interesting mix in that chart.
Oh, yeah. Fascinating.
They'll never be bored.
No, I love the sextiles, though. You know, sextiles are easy to flow energy, and when you have differences like they do, this really helps them become more harmonious to each other. Again, I agree. This is a long-term relationship if I've ever seen one.
I so agree with you. Yeah, the sextiles are so sweet. I love them. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 630, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi. I just had a couple questions, or one.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to say that on the air. I'm not that comfortable with that. Do you have to have that?
That's what we work with is astrology.
Well, then I'll skip it, I guess. I mean, I could give a month, but I don't want to give anything else.
Have you called in before, Lisa?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, we need your birth time or we're going to have to go to the next caller, okay? We need your birth information.
Oh, you mean the time of day?
I need to know date, time, place you were born, time you were born. Yes, if I'm going to pull up your chart, that's what I need.
Okay, no, that's okay. Then go to the next person. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Get out of here for a second. All right. Okay. Area 276, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is my first time being on the air with you.
Great.
This is my first time calling in, and I just want to let you guys know that this is great. I've never interacted with an over-the-phone astrologer.
Oh, well, that's cool. What is your name?
My name is Clara.
All right, Clara. What is your birthday?
My birthday is February 2nd, 1999.
And what time were you born?
5:15 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Stuart, Virginia.
I'm sorry, what city?
Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T.
Great, I'm in Roanoke.
I also live in Roanoke now.
Yeah, I live in Roanoke, and I have an office here in Roanoke, too. And I have cool things going on. You might want to check out my website when you have an opportunity. So did you have a special question for us tonight, Clara, that we can help you with?
I do. I'm a freak about my future, and I am super curious about my career. So I have chosen a career for myself that I have been on the path of following for, like, 4+ years now, but I go back and forth on it a lot. Like, am I sure this is what I want to do for the rest of my life? Is this the path that's correct for me? Like, is this the career I'm supposed to be doing?
What type of profession are you going in?
I'm in the beauty industry.
Do you still live in Stuart, or do you live here in Roanoke?
I live in Roanoke.
I want to relocate you for a minute just to see if there's a difference on the ascendant. Give me a second here.
Yep, it's interesting.
Oh, I hear your little poochie magoo over there. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. That's okay. Obviously, that little baby's got a voice. That's great. You know, I really feel that you, oh, man, you are really a light worker. Man.
A light worker? What does that mean?
You have a lot of spiritual forces. You're very creative, too. You have a lot of planetary energy in Aquarius. I mean, a lot. You can work with all kinds of different kinds of energies. You could be a Reiki practitioner. You could basically work with all kinds of different kinds of energies, whether it's anything from gemstones to musical vibration. You've got a lot of energy in Aquarius here, a lot.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and you know what? Aquarian energy, first of all, it's ruled by Uranus. Now, Uranus is a higher octave of Mercury, which is man-woman talking with spirit. You could be a very strong channel with this chart also, okay? And Uranus does rule us, astrologers, me and Jacqueline. So you have definitely got some spiritual gifts here. And although when you are doing beauty work with people, you're making them feel better about themselves. Beauticians often have as much power over a person as a psychologist, okay? Because you can change their image in a way that is healing. And that's probably what you've been doing up to now. But I would like you to get more in a spiritual path. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree that, you know, I have to say that I would look on to a spiritual path as far as, because you do have this foreseeing, and you do have this, and it's spirituality, it's not religion. So I do think you should do that, but on the other hand, I can understand why. You have an intercepted sign in your chart, and that happens to be in your 10th house of your career. Okay. And it happens to be Taurus, which Taurus is always into the beauty field. So I can see how you can do that. But I want you to understand what really you're here for, okay, because your work is a way of life. It's not a job. There's not one profession that I could say you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, dot, dot, dot. It's not about that. This is about expressing your soul to the world. This is about having that passion for what you do. So I ask, do you have a passion for this beauty industry that you're in?
I have had a passion for the beauty industry my whole life, but I feel like it's something that I've told myself my whole life. This is why I feel that way. It's funny that you tell me about the spirituality because just 6 months ago I had started teaching myself about astrology and the stars. I was actually going to attend one of your tarot card meetings in Roanoke because I am genuinely curious. I want to know. I have tried tapping into my inner intuition, and I'm leaning so hard towards my spiritual life. I have been manifesting like crazy, and it's insane to think that 6 months ago, I didn't even know what that is, and I have seen things in the last 6 months that I have manifested into my life, and I just didn't think I had it. I didn't think that it was me, you know? I didn't think that I had any spiritual capability.
Well, you know what happened last December? Last December, both Saturn, the great teacher, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, entered your sign. Now, Jupiter's only there every 12 years. Saturn's there every 29 to 30. So this is your great awakening, girl, okay? And it's all over you in the seventh house of allied leadership, okay, with spirit. It's really beautiful. Now, Jupiter's going to be there for the rest of the year. It's going to go into Pisces next year, which is even more clairvoyant. But Saturn's going to be sustained there for another year and a half, the great teacher. So for you to teach and learn simultaneously right now is ideal. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and here again, I have to say you have Capricorn on your sixth house of day-to-day work, so you must work independently, okay? I think that the beauty industry is a security blanket for you, and I think that's the reason why you hold on to it, because you could do it naturally, but it's really not the fulfilling thing. I agree with Aphrodite here. This is an enlightening and awakening time for you, and there are openings over the next couple of years that I think you should really be open to. Don't get yourself stuck for security and safety reasons. I know you have that Virgo moon in your second house, okay? And Virgo moon is so sensitive, okay? I understand that. And so you have this work ethic, and it makes it to where you feel you have to be of value. Again, know you can work and learn simultaneously. I don't mind you, putting a little bit of effort into a day-to-day job for a little while, not a long while, a little while, until that journey solidifies, just to make that Virgo moon feel comfortable. But know that you have to follow your passion, and this passion is awakening in you. And I really strongly suggest you really get out there and do this. Aphrodite's a good teacher. She has a tarot share group. She does astrology there. So I say go into Roanoke and see what she's all about, because I think you might find some interesting adventures on this journey.
I love that. I feel like I'm beaming. Like, that was what I was looking for. I just feel like I've put so much time and effort into myself and my spiritual awakening in this last 6 months, and I just feel like I needed that a lot, because I have been pushing nails to the side and picking up astrology books and teaching myself all these things, and it's so hard to learn on your own. Like, I had no idea what houses meant, and still vague on them, but it's so interesting, and I'll definitely come by and run out, because I want to learn so badly. I think that's the Aquarius in me, and I'm always eager to learn.
Well, Saturn's
exactly
right now, and it's touching up with Mercury and Uranus and all of that. So this is a real good learning time for you. No matter how I look at this, this is a perfect time period for you to mesh yourself in it.
Absolutely, and I totally support you. If there's any way I can help you, just contact me. I'm happy to help you.
Okay.
I really think you got it. I think if you do get involved with the astrology and stuff, see what I want you to also realize about the work you're already doing, though, because you have so much energy in Aquarius, when you're working on somebody else's beauty and you're in their energy field with your aura, you are probably already healing and helping them more than you even realize. I wanted to mention that to you because your spiritual energy is so strong. No matter what you do, they're going to come through. But I think you're going to get a lot more out of astrology only because you can never learn it all. And you're like me. You are a perpetual student teacher. And you will always be that way. You want to teach and learn simultaneously every day. And astrology can give that to you like nothing else you've done. Okay?
I love that. So where can I find you?
Well, best thing you can do is you can reach me at my home. It's area code 540-613-1070, and I can fill you in on some of the things I do. I always make it very affordable for everybody. So, and you're more than welcome to come to the Tarot Share. We do it twice a month, and now I'm going to be doing a couple of classes at the new Glow Center. Okay, so you just get in touch with me, and I will hook you up, girl, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
I hope you all do as well. Thank you.
All right, God bless. All right, bye. That's a lot of Aquarius.
That's a lot of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But I love that energy,
no.
Though.
She's done it before, so, hey, she's real accustomed to a lot of Aquarian energy.
It's bringing back that soul remembrance. That's what I think with that one. Nice.
Yep.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi.
I'm surprised to get in. I was just listening today and called in late. So it's
Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
How's life treating you?
Things are really good. Spirit told me to start to move my bed into the living room, and I was like sort of resistant about doing it. And I finally did it, and then all of a sudden, my business. Well, all of a sudden, like things started like really opening up for me, like. And I'm getting ready to move now.
I get that.
I know, but it's not even in the right, like things are all in quote like disarray, but it's something happened. Like my couch is in the middle of the room. Like it looks like I'm moving and I am. Like they told me to start packing up.
Where do you live now, Jessica?
In right outside New York City.
All right, I gotcha. Okay, but you know what? I have been doing a redesign to my house, okay, over the last 6 months. And at first I'm like, oh, my goodness, because my house was built in 1925. I have many rooms. They're all small. I have so many windows and doors. There's only so many places you can put a bed or a couch in my house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for a while I was in disarray. I got this, but I finally worked it out, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm so excited because I've been wanting to move from here for a while, and I was thinking about you guys because I'm curious to know, like, what's in my chart? It seems like I move every 4 years. So I think it's coming around. Like, it feels like any day, any week now, I'm going to just get an opportunity and move.
Now, were you thinking of moving locally, like in the tri-state area, or very far away?
It would still be in this area. Like, I kind of feel like I feel drawn to Connecticut, but I would need a reason to go up there because I don't really know the area. But I've been looking online. Like, I kind of like, you know, I want to be like a little bit towards the water, and I don't know, it just kind of calls to me a little bit going more up north. But I don't know. Like, I'm just putting that out to spirit of like, where am I going?
What do you do for work now?
I work for myself. I do healing work. And I also have developed like these teachings, these trainings, like corporate stuff, which hasn't like really started yet on like for me getting hired. I haven't been hired yet, but I've, you know, created the material.
Okay, so you're portable. You're telling me you're portable right now. That's great.
And I would be traveling
make a local
for that
move,
anyway.
You want plans to be moving through your third house, but the second house rules all real estate, and Jupiter's in that house right now in your chart, and Saturn's heading there, okay, early next year. So I'm not going to encourage you to move immediately. I don't feel it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, what I feel you're feeling is the answer is going to come, okay, because Uranus is transiting through your fourth house along with the Sun, and you just had Mercury in there, and Venus is still dancing in there before going into your fifth house. So some information is still coming. I think that you're jumping a little ahead of the game, like Aphrodite said. I think it's going to come, but I think it's going to be just a little bit longer before it does. I don't think it's going to be within the next couple of months.
Oh, no. Why did I call today?
I feel it's going to be after your next birthday. I say that because that's the quickest I could see it happening, okay? I think plants going into fire serve you, okay? And, like, you have a Cancer Sun in Leo like I do. And all these Taurus plants are squaring you, and they're saying, okay, where can you be that you fall back in love with life, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, and I get that. So create the strategy now. See, we're going to have a Mercury retrograde coming in this month, too. And it's going to be retrograde in Gemini, which is the sign of the twins. So as you're looking into your possibilities, you might find two options, okay? One that might be immediately available to you, and one that you will have to wait a little bit for. Do the research now. You've got so many squares to your Leo planets. You don't want just a house. You want a home, okay?
Yeah.
And you want it to be dramatic. You want it to be a reflection of you. Don't settle for less just because you feel like you want to jump out of your life like a burning building right now. I get that. I don't think you need to do that. I think what you need to do is to keep that on an inspirational level rather than attaching any anxiety to it, okay? So really look at some place you would love to live, near the water, which is what you want. Put this whole thing together kind of like a dream board, okay? And take your time. After your next birthday, I have a good idea. You're going to know exactly where you're going, even if you don't go there immediately, okay? But you're going to realize that this is your time of inspiration. Use it to your benefit to make it the best it can be. Okay?
So when you say
what do you think, Jacqueline?
Birthday, wait, one second. When you say next birthday, you're talking about this one that's in a couple of months, or you're saying next
year?
Correct.
No, okay.
I'm talking about a couple of months.
I'm looking at your solar return, and this move is an evolution, okay? So here again, it's not just that sudden local move just to put you in a different spot or a different view, okay? And it really comes alive on your solar return. There's two things that stand out this for you, okay? And the two things are is your work and your home. So this next solar return, two things are going to shift for your greater benefit. Jupiter is going to be in your sixth house of day-to-day work in your solar return, and your Mercury is going to be in your tenth house. this is a beautiful time where you're going to be able to speak out, be able to get yourself out there. Sun, which is obviously in Cancer, and Mars and Venus in Leo are in your 11th house as a public and public speaking. You've got a Virgo rising this next year, and this is if you're in New York or in the New York vicinity, okay? So mm-hmm. here again, I really think that Aphrodite is correct, that this is a time for preparation still. I know you want to launch yourself, but prepare. Do the research, do the information, gather a bunch of things, and I think you're going to find some great inspiration along the way and make a stronger foundation for this total transformation that's going to come along. But you're looking at July really making that shift. You're not looking at now.
Yeah, fine with me, because right now I don't know where I would go, because you're right. I don't want to move just for the sake of moving. Like, I want a reason to move, and I want to, and it just hasn't come into, like, I really have been feeling and expecting for a while that it's going to be a job opportunity, and then that's what, then that's my reason to go move to the new state, you know, like, that's what I would want.
And I love the fact that you want to go to water, because in your solar return, your sun in Cancer is in a beautiful trine with Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. If you can dream it, you can create it. Listen to your intuition is what I'm going to advise you, okay? And you do have a grand trine in air on your solar return where you live now. And in air, again, the North Node is in Gemini. So, again, we're seeing this Gemini energy. And with Gemini, it's the sign of the twins. So, often, there's more than one option, okay? So, don't focus on just the big gift that's going to allow you to move. Look at the options to, again, multitask a little bit, okay? Work in more than one way. Maybe you can work virtually one way, and then you can work actually in another way in order for you to secure the move. Because that's what I think is going to happen, okay?
Yeah, you know, I was wandering around. So this was before this, all the move happened in my apartment with my bed and my couch and everything. But I was just wandering around my town, and I was like, you know what, let me go down some streets that I've never walked down before, because I always just, like, walk around everywhere. And then all of a sudden there was this sign. There was a sign outside one of the houses that said open conservatory, and I was like, what is that? And there was like an arrow that you can basically go into someone's backyard, and I was like, I don't know what that is. It kind of seems like maybe they have an open garden or something, but I was like, I'm not going to just go walk into someone's backyard. And then I started walking away or like further, you know, past their property, and this lady came out, and she was like, go, they have an open garden today. You could walk in. I was like, in someone's backyard? She was like, yes, just go. It's amazing. So I walked in the backyard.
Wow.
And it was this, like, 3-acre property, and there was, like, this waterfall and, like, places to sit. And all of a sudden I was thinking, oh, my God, I could meet my clients here. I could do healing sessions here. And I started hysterically crying, because the place was so magical and perfect, exactly like you guys were saying.
When you started talking about
it,
I got chills all over me, Jessica. You start talking about it, I got chills all over me. Yeah.
It's such a beautiful property, and I was like, this is exactly how I want my, well, not exactly, but it's like how I want my backyard to be, this like magical place with like a piece of artwork. There was like sculptures and like these beautiful trees. It was like amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, this is happening. I was like, thank you so much for bringing this to me. And in the most random place, because my town, like, to have something so magical, that's not really happening in this town. But yet it was, and their spirit brought it to me. So
boom, boom.
And then all this thing happened, that it was like, move your bed, move the couch, pack up. I was like, okay. All right, thank you. Well, we'll stay tuned. We'll see what happens. I'm waiting for that information to come in.
And you
keep us
posted. We want to know how you're doing, Jessica, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.
Many blessings to you. All right, bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Wow. How cool is that, huh?
That's an awesome thing.
Spirit works in mysterious ways.
Yes, you knew where I was going. It's interesting when you pay attention.
Absolutely, yeah. Being the observer has a unique power. You know, it really does. Sometimes we get so busy rushing about that we forget to be the observer. I'm guilty of it as well, so I'm just saying. Okay.
I hear you. We all get caught up in other things at times, but it's always good to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, I have roses blooming in my garden right now. I'm thrilled. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite.
This is Jacqueline.
Yes. And you know what, lady? Oh, you're so right, being an observer, because that lady just described the garden that I am going to have.
Lovely.
She just described everything.
Wow. When's your birthday, Jacqueline? Because I got several of you on my computer. Just make sure I'm looking
January
at the right chart
5th, for you tonight. January 5th, 1965. London, England.
Got it.
Don't know the time, but I can just tell you, like all of this month, pretty much after the 5th, it's like I got kicked in my gut, and I'm just, like, worn out, and I'm trying to keep it all together, but I just feel, like, very weepy, and, you know, I'm trying to do my best. I want to know what's going on in my chart that's making this happen.
Okay.
And I too want to know the chariot and the numerology and astrology in such a personal way.
Okay.
I guess that's why we're all here, you know?
I wish I had a birth time on you so bad. I'm going crazy here, but that's okay. We'll just go with it.
I wish I had it, too. I wish I had it, too. It's the only thing I never talked to my mother about. And it's like it's like one of those biggest regrets. Something as simple as what time of day was I born?
You know, London is a pretty big... You were born in 1965, and London's a pretty big city, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You may be able to call the hospital or the
I checked that hospital out. It's no longer there.
They might have them in the city's records because it was well integrated in 1965 around the world for birth data and birth. So you may be able to get
where
it.
Where do you live now, Jackie?
I live in New Jersey, Patterson, New Jersey. I hate saying that because a lot of people know me. In Patterson, New Jersey, I hate saying that. Put it in my record so you know it's me. I hate repeating it.
Okay. Not to worry. Well, what I do when I don't have a time is I set you up at dawn, okay? Only because I feel that's the most sacred time of day. When the sun rises and the birds start singing. So I'm going to set you up at dawn for tonight. And
I do like roosters.
Your chart here.
I do
and
like roosters.
You have to remember
that you
were born with your moon in Aquarius. Now,
even
at dawn, it's at 10 degrees. So no matter what time of day you were born, your moon is somewhere in Aquarius because the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. Okay, but both Jupiter, planet good fortune and abundance, and Saturn, the great teacher, have been moving to Aquarius since last December. Okay, and so this is a time that you are going through, I want to say, an awakening of your inner spirit and maybe even your inner child. Now, you have a Capricorn sun, so you tend to be a responsible person, but that's great. But there has to be a time for your inner child to be able to come out and play. Okay? What question did you have for us tonight?
Of course I want to move. And I think one time we spoke and you guys saw something happening in June. But I just recently had some tenants that moved out suddenly because they bought a house and it's kind of tough right now. I want to see what's going to go on with my finances because I still want to move. Doing my job and my finances has been kind of crazy. I'm taking care of this house I want to move into. I want to see what you see with that.
Well, what I am going to say about this is that I agree with Aphrodite that you're taking things too seriously, okay, and that you do need to find the comedy and humor and relax a little bit more. You're a resourceful girl. There is no question about it. And the sun is just getting ready to hit your Jupiter. Both Venus and Mercury have passed over it, and Uranus is going to dance around it for a while, okay? All of this is to your greater benefit. Urgency is not your thing. And you're a Capricorn. You like control. You like to be in charge and you like to be in control. And sometimes you cannot. And this is a time period where it is about waiting for the right benefits to come at the right time. Because I do feel that there are physical changes afoot. And I do feel they're benefits. But on the other hand, I do feel that you're being challenged emotionally. Like Aphrodite said, no matter how we look at this, emotionally this is a very challenging time for you. It's there so that you can see the future, so that you can find your faith and go, no, this is the direction I want to go, and this is where I'm going, and I'm going to keep putting my efforts towards that. You have a Mars and Virgo. So what you have to do with that, it's a dual sign, is you have to do a little bit of work on the direction you're going, then set it down, and then come back to it, do a little bit of more work. What I am going to say is there's success in this transition, but it's slow in its process. So have the patience and trust the process, and you'll see. It'll change in your favor soon. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you. Now, Jupiter's about to sneak into Pisces. Now, it's going to sneak in there, and then it's going to retrograde back into Aquarius. But this summer, it's going to be sitting right on your Saturn. And your Saturn in your birth chart is in Pisces. So if you can dream it, you can manifest it. So Jupiter is going to give you the vision this summer. But if you're going to make a major change, it's going to come in September. Okay? And so, again, create a strategy. Don't jump.
That's what I'm trying to do.
There's a big difference between urgency and emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling emergency right now. I would feel urgency as far as bringing together the spiritual forces right now to help you take a look at your options. And because you have a lot of mutable planetary energy in your birth chart, you're more apt to have more than one option. One can be by water. One can be just beautiful. More land, less water. You have both those things going on here. So take your time, work your strategy, okay? And you might be feeling a bit of anxiety right now. But
yeah, my husband gives me anxiety
because he's
worried about my money that I'm putting out.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about the money because I think worry is prayer in reverse. It doesn't work very well. Money has to do with numbers, strategy, and the way you work with your money. You might want to make some changes there. That's fine. I don't think that that's going to be the deal killer here. I think you're pretty responsible, and you can find a better way, and opportunities about money and losing some things you no longer need and creating things that you desire is right on top of you right now. There's lots of trines from these Taurus planets to your Virgo planets and your Capricorn sun. So it's a matter of numbers. Anxiety does not serve your purpose. Sitting down at the drawing board and making a plan, making a strategy in real time,
mm-hmm.
real money, where you're at, do the due diligence right now for yourself.
Okay.
And things in September are going to change. So just do it. Okay?
Okay. September is when
and
I
you keep
start
us posted,
year,
okay?
The year over. I will, definitely. September is when this started the new year for me in terms of my work. So,
what kind of work do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Ah.
Well, you can teach anywhere.
And teach anything that I know. That's what they make me do all the time. Even teach what I don't know, but I learn it as I go. Like this year, the challenge has been chemistry, and I'm learning some things that I never knew before, you know?
I understand.
But it's a lot,
yeah.
Because I have to focus on that when I want to focus on other things, like my business, my dreams, my manifestations, you know? But it's a lot. I stay in my head a lot because I have to use it all day, every day. So you're right. I do need the time to have fun. The only time I get that time is like if I get a chance to garden, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I love that.
To enjoy your now as
mm-hmm.
you're maintaining what you have and you're building
mm-hmm.
on something new for the future. It's kind of like a triangle. It's like a trine in astrology. It's like a triad of many faces. I would like to tell you to lose the anxiety, and I think probably over the last few days it's been pretty high. But I think
yeah.
that is now going to start to go into excitement rather than anxiety. Be excited
because
about
you know
your
what
future.
Happened? I know the show is going to go off, but you know what happened? The tenants that ditched, that, you know, took off, right? I'm happy for them. They were good and reliable tenants. But they did exactly what I was in my house planning to do. And they even turned around and moved right in the same neighborhood where I was planning to do. So there's a little bit of like, you know, I've been wrestling with myself even with the end because, like, how in the world is it that I am now waiting? And I helped these people along the way. And, you know, once they got on their feet, they kicked us to the curb, you know. But I know they needed to do it for their family, you know, but no warning. So it kind of threw me off. And it put me, it like you said, I don't like to feel urgent, you know.
Yes.
I really don't. Cause
keep
I
your vision
that.
Alive. No matter what happens in your day-to-day world, keep your vision alive, okay?
Okay. Yes.
And you keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you, dear one, okay?
Namaste.
God bless. All right, sweet night.
You too.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and we'll be here next Sunday, and I wish all of you a wonderful week. Be creative, be informative, be grounded. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Tell them where they can find you, Aphrodite.
They can find me at 540-613-1070. How about you?
772-286-2720. Have a good week.
Have a good week. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.